Hey guys, hey Tony, it's Melinda from the Physics Freaks. I just read the article on critical thinking skills and wanted to let you know what I thought about it. Opinions can be based on either factual information or also from false information, unfortunately. I believe that people are really quick to jump to conclusions and often rush to form their opinions without being truly educated and thinking about the issue for themselves. Opinions are largely formed from information from outside sources, especially parents and the media, but also from school and peers. Once an opinion is formed, it's very hard to change it or try and get somebody to change it. And that's because we make filters in our subconscious mind once we have an opinion, and these force us to practice selective hearing. So once we have an opinion, we're going to most likely stick to that opinion when we hear somebody else's opposing opinion. So with selective hearing, you only hear what you want to hear and believe what you want to believe, making it more difficult to sway somebody's opinion. A good example of people forming opinions is during election time, like we just went through. People need to form opinions and decide on who to vote for. This should be a very educated opinion, and they should be very informed about the candidates they're voting for, because it's very important. And where people get their information, either form or sway their opinions, they can get this information from sources like parents, which usually form their political views. Like if your parents are Democrat, you'll probably be Democrat, and same with Republican or whatever the party may be. Also, in school, classes like political science and history may influence your opinion, or peers and exposure to their opinions, or media with the candidates being in commercials or giving speeches or sending you mail or those annoying telephone calls that they always seem to have. But once the voter has formed their opinion, the candidate has to work harder to try and sway their opinion because of the filters that people put in their minds. On the topic of scientists and their views of the world, I think scientists have a completely different outlook of the world than other people do, because they're always thinking deeper into situations than normal, well, regular non-scientists do. And they're always trying to look for patterns, and they're continuously thinking critically. Critical thinking is a huge part of the problem-solving method because it requires a lot more than just finding the answer to a question. The problem-solving method involves reasoning of why you would choose to do the things that you did to get the answer. In order to reason, you need a good understanding of the concepts you're using, and in order to have a good understanding, you need to think critically about the processes being used. So, as you can tell, it's a little chain reaction from finding the answer down to using critical thinking skills. Formal training in the problem-solving method produces more successful people because it requires these people to master the critical thinking skills. These people will usually have a better understanding of the world around them, and it will force them to be more successful in life and in the careers. And a personal experience that I had with someone who didn't follow this problem-solving method that we're talking about occurred at my work. I work with kids, grades K through 6, at an after-school child care program. And it doesn't take long to realize that they don't have the critical thinking skills that adults do. So I can recall an especially rememberable experience of this, and it was when I was trying to help a student with their math homework, and she couldn't get the answers to an entire section in her notebook. And when I helped her, she eventually got the answer on her own, which impressed me. However, when I asked her if she really understood how she got that answer, she said no, and she wasn't able to explain the problem back to me and show me where she got that answer. So although she eventually got the answer, she didn't use the critical thinking skills to find it, which resulted in her lack of understanding how to do the problem in the future. So although she's young and she didn't have much experience practicing critical thinking skills, I'm sure she will improve eventually. But it showed me that these skills are very important, and you need them to have a full understanding of exactly what you're doing. So I guess this sums up my thoughts on critical thinking and the problem-solving method. So thanks for listening.